From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeela reporting. U.S. President Trump is denying any immediate plans to withdraw the United States from the World Trade Organization. He had made remarks coming as Mr. Trump appears increasingly intent on confrontation rather than cooperation with the European Union, the Group of Seven Nations, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and the WTO. Mr. Trump says too many nations have been lurking and taking advantage of the U.S. on trade.
Friends and enemies and those in between. And sometimes our friends, in terms of trade, were treating us worse than the enemies.
He has repeatedly suggested the United States would be better off pursuing trade and strategic deals with nations one-to-one. The Trump administration says a judge's ruling means the government can detain migrant families, AP's Tim McGuire reporting.
The Justice Department, in a court filing, argues that a ruling by a federal judge in San Diego requiring the government to reunite families that have been separated after crossing the border means those families, even those seeking asylum, can legally be detained. The filing cites exemptions in a settlement that allow authorities to keep families in custody. The Flores Agreement requires the government to release children without unnecessary delay, which has generally been interpreted to mean about 20 days. The judge in San Diego set a 30-day deadline for reuniting parents and children and quicker for very young kids. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Immigration advocacy groups are planning hundreds of marches across the United States this Saturday. Protests President Trump's stance on illegal immigration. Around 2,000 migrant families are being detained right now in the United States, with as many children separated from their parents. This is the VOA News. President Trump's candidate to head the International Organization for Migration lost his bid to take over the organization's presidency. Ken Isaacs, vice president of a U.S. evangelical charity, Samaritan's Purse, came in less than the race to lead the IOM behind Costa Rica's Laura Thompson and Portugal's Antonio Vitorino, the eventual winner of the contest. Vitorino said the organization's importance has never been higher.
I expect that all member states realize that the role of the International Organization on Migration is fundamental. It's fundamental to build bridges among countries and countries which have different levels of economic development.
And the leadership race came at a crucial time for global migration politics as President Trump attracts criticism for his zero tolerance on the Mexican border and the European Union struggles to find unity on how to deal with the influx of mainly African migrants across the Mediterranean. Afghan's president says the government's unilateral ceasefire with the Taliban has effectively come to an end. Ashraf Ghani said it is now the Taliban's decision whether it wants to keep killing or join the peace process. The insurgents have killed scores of Afghan personnel in attacks across the country since ending their temporary ceasefire during a three-day annual Muslim festival earlier in the month. The United States Yemen's envoy, Martin Griffiths, said in a UN radio interview that he expects to get the warring parties in Yemen back to the negotiating table. VOA's Amy Katz reports.
Martin Griffiths said that in the last few days he had met President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi in the southern city of Aden, temporary headquarters of the exiled government, and Mohammed Abdul Salam, chief negotiator of the Houthi group, fighting against the government. He said that both parties have confirmed to me their willingness to come to the table to restart negotiations. He said he believed the discussions the UN had with the warring sides have prevented a major attack on the vital port facilities or city of Hodeidah. Amy Katz, VOA News.
A volcano on the Indonesian island of Bali erupted, prompting airlines to cancel 450 flights and diverting their travel plans of about 75,000 people inside and outside of the holiday destination. The airport has since reopened. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.